only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want.
Is that
what you want? You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want.
It's thickly packed. It's full of flavor.
That's what you want. You are my honey.
Listen, call in. Is your hostess, La Crush Harsh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Honey Sweet Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Harsh, and tonight is the first Tuesday of May, which is parental guidance for tonight. Our topic, candid discussion, can a woman raise a man? Can a single woman raise a man? It's Mother's Day. It's coming this Sunday, May 10th. So happy early Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And we want to take a closer look at the debate whether a single mother can raise a man. If you have been aware of current events, I believe last week, Baltimore, the Baltimore Uprising, a.k.a. the Baltimore Riot, of Freddie Gray, there was a video that went viral of a single mother caught disciplining her teenage son on live television during the coverage of the Baltimore Uprising or protest that he was in attendance. And that sparked all kinds of comments and issues and debates from everyone, everywhere, pretty much. And it got us to think, you know, this debate around this time always comes up, you know, Father's Day is next month. Excuse me. You know, Father's Day is next month, and, you know, single mothers once again will be put to the forefront, whether or not, you know, if we're raising our children to the best of our abilities. I am not a parent. I will not try to speak as a mother, but I do have an opinion, just as you do. So the lines are always open. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. We invite you to call in. Press 1, especially if you are a parent. Doesn't matter if you're a single mother or you're in a relationship, you're married. We're looking for all parents because we want to get your perspective on this this topic tonight. Okay, so, you know, this terrible time is going on in Baltimore. Thousands of people on the streets. Thousands of cops is on the streets. A mother gets a phone call or however she found out, and she's like, I'm going to go get my son. And when she finds her son, you can see her basically beating his ass. You know, she's literally smacking him. She was, you know, basically telling him, what you're doing out here, take your ass home. And she did it very aggressively. So, you know, a few people had concerns about this. They had issues with this. And I normally don't hit up, but this video went viral. This was the talk of the town. It went, you know, it was 100%. Was it bad? I don't know. Was it good? I think so. I think that, you know, a lot of scrutiny went under her parental techniques and what actually caused her to do this. Some people say that it was because of the cameras. It was all for show. Some folks felt, you know, this was overdone, emasculating. It went through a little bit of everything. You know, everybody had a comment, which where she happens to be African-American, black American. He happens to be a black son. The father's not in the picture. And he's a teenager, you know. And I don't know if it was right. And I don't know what's wrong. She was concerned about the politics of you're out here, the, everybody's on edge, the cops are on edge because of this riot, protesters, it's no longer a peaceful protest. You know, they were looting. They had, you know, somebody got shot out there, people was being harassed, people, all types of things, they was robbing, and he could have easily got caught up into the mayhem of what was going on. So as a mother or as a woman, you know, that's concerned about your child, I can understand your reaction. I can understand you wanting to whip his ass up and down. I mean, I understand. I sympathize. I hear what she's, you know, I feel where she's coming from. You know, you're scared. Your emotion's going. Your adrenaline's going. You're frustrated. All of the above. You know, and you just take it out because at the same token, mothers are human too. You know, a lot of people fail to realize that. They may be superhuman, but they're still human, too. And they feel, have emotion, and respond just like anybody else would have responded. And I feel like that's what happened. She was on adrenaline. She was pumped. She was hyped. And she responded like anybody else would respond if they found out that their niece, nephew, any child that they cared about was in the midst of what was going on in Baltimore at this time. We don't know what happened after the fact. She did go on her little 15 minutes of fame run. She was on the daily news, I mean the local news stations. You know, she did these interviews. She gave her perspective. But people saying that's what she wanted. You know, she got a vacation out of it. They offered her a vacation somewhere, so she got that out of it. But they feel like that was her intent. You know, she just wanted to be famous and then get on camera. But I don't think that was it at all. You know, I don't think she told her son to go there. And he really did have an opinion. He really did feel something. So he was there for a reason. You know, and it may not have been to cause trouble. He probably did feel some type of way. I mean, the state of America right now, as far as police brutality, as far as our children are concerned, our children have feelings as well. They are human beings, and they're the ones that's out there being targeted, in my opinion. They're the ones out there being targeted. And how are they supposed to not respond? How are they supposed to fight back without having to literally fight back? And, you know, this peaceful protest, that's what we encourage everyone to do is to protest, you know. So he's out there, you know, he's voicing his opinion, showing his support for whatever side of the fence that he's on. And, you know, as a mother or as a parent, we sometimes miss that. You know, that's not the first thing on our agenda. The first thing on our agenda is making sure you're safe and you don't end up like a Trayvon Martin or Mike Brown, you know. So by all means, call in. Let us know, what do you think about the current situation of, you know, youth, you know, as far as parenthood is concerned, as far as single motherhood is concerned. We invite you to call in at 805-830-8320. And I'm asking the question tonight, can a woman, could a single mother raise a proper or real man? 805-830-8320. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. Then we come back and I'll finish this conversation.
Thank you. The man who
Right there. Welcome back to the Honey Sweets Parental Guided. I am your hostess, Mr. Crush Hart. Tonight we're asking, can a woman raise a man? Can a single mom raise a man? A lot of opinions out there. We invite you to come share yours at 805-830-8320. Press 1-805-830-8320. Okay, so I'm putting this out there because last week a video went viral where a mother was basically disciplining or getting her son out of danger when the Baltimore riot happened. She's caught on camera. She was hitting him, you know, smacking him on the back of his head, yelling at him, all the while telling him to get his ass home. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not a mom, so I can't really speak on it from that perspective. But I think that she was basically looking out for her son in the midst of that. But what is it, you know, how does that portray to the children? How does that portray to the world? Is something totally different. You know, Mother's Day is Sunday, and a lot of folks seem to forgot Mother's Day is Sunday. You know, I'm like, Monday is Sunday. Like, wait, what? No, it's not. You know, but yeah, Mother's Day is Sunday, 2015. You also have Father's Day coming up in June. So a lot of stuff is going on right now with Baltimore, the uprising, that's what they call it, the Baltimore uprising, Baltimore riot. This is not too far from New York City where I'm at, and Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, all these individuals, Freddie Gray, all these individuals who have been murdered, pretty much murdered and killed, you know, have really brought a lot of tension within our society, especially within the black community. Now, this Baltimore uprising was bananas. It had the Bloods, the Crips, the J's. They called the truce. Like, there was looting. It was basically a riot, you know. And it's really, really disturbing, basically, of what's happening and what's going on. So we would like your opinion on that. This is Phone Fantasy Radio, the Honey Suite, and I was waiting for somebody, but they seem to not be calling in right now, so there's nothing I can do about that. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. May have to close the show down early if I can't get somebody to call in and talk with me about it, because, I mean, this will be just a one-sided event, really. That's not cool. We don't like that. We don't like one-sidedness. Got to be something else to the mix. It'll just be my opinion, and that's my opinion. She was, you know, I think so. I think there are a lot of single mothers out there that have raised awesome, successful, proper, real men who are contributing to our society. And that's my opinion on it. There's nobody to debate it. Well, I guess that will be it. So, yeah, I'll give it to 8:30, 9:30, something like that, and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, between time, this is Phone Fantasy Radio, the Honey Suite, and I guess I'll just play another song.